Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, Thankful Tuesday. Call me, text me, send me a note. We don't have to use your name, but I want to know what you are thankful for. My dad sends a message about the Bible recap book by Tara Lee Cobble. I gave it to him at Christmas, and he is on day 312. In fact, I think he's done the Bible recap several years. He listens to the podcast too, but it has been such a blessing to him to read alongside Tara Lee Cobble, and we are thankful for resources that the Lord provides. And I also want to highlight with another adult in our church, the support adults who help raise the grandkids and kids of our church. For example, this one person writes that a VBS teacher was issued an impromptu birthday invite from a grandchild the day of the party, and she came. This person was teary, talking about the gratitude in her heart that she feels for those who love her grands, and the reminder to pray that she can also be that kind of support for others. I like to call that hashtag 5 to 1, 5 caring Christian adults for one child in the church. And so today, maybe the challenge is, who is it that you can be investing in, showing them a caring Christian adult in their lives? Our passages begin with Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 9 today. This is the future glory for Jerusalem. It's interesting that the nations are drawn to the light that is in Jerusalem, and the nations bring gifts. And in verse 6, you'll see kind of a wink at the gifts that were given to Jesus when he was born. Starting in verse 1, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you, the camels of Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense, and will come worshiping the Lord. The flocks of Kedar will be given to you, and the rams of Naboth will be brought for my altars. I will accept their offerings, and I will make my temple glorious. And what do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nests? They are ships from the ends of the earth and lands that trust me, led by the great ships of Tarshish. They are bringing the people of Israel home from far away, carrying their silver and gold. They will honor the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has filled you with splendor." Now, while this in some ways was referring to the return from exile to Jerusalem, it's also referring to a future day that has not happened as of yet, a day in the new heavens and the new earth where the nations will come together, recognizing the light of Christ. Okay, let's move on over to the next passage in Acts chapter 25. We'll start in verse 23 and go through verse 27. As I meditate on this passage in Acts, I am just floored at the fact that Paul was able to preach to a Roman commander, to the Sanhedrin, to Felix, to Festus, to King Agrippa and Bernice, and ultimately to Caesar. So the next day, Agrippa and Bernice arrived at the auditorium with great pomp. accompanied by military officers and prominent men of the city. Festus ordered that Paul be brought in. Then Festus said, King Agrippa and all who are here, this is the man whose death is demanded by all the Jews, both here and in Jerusalem. But in my opinion, he has done nothing deserving death. However, since he appealed his case to the emperor, I have decided to send him to Rome. But what shall I write the emperor? For there is no clear charge against him. So I have brought him before all of you, and especially you, King Agrippa, so that after we examine him, I might have something to write. For it makes no sense to send a prisoner to the emperor without specifying the charges against him. And our final passage today, Psalm 128, verses 1 and 2. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. How joyful are those who fear the Lord, all who follow his ways. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I'm praying that the Lord will put a song of thanksgiving in your heart today and in mine. In that regard, I've been humming the song, Come Thou Fount. And I hope that as I read some of these lyrics to you, you also will have a heart of praise. Come Thou Fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Will you pray with me? Oh Father, we thank you for your redeeming love. Help us, Lord, to follow in your ways and enjoy the fruit of labor spent for the kingdom. Lord, we want to raise to you some Ebenezer stones. We are thankful for these ways that you have invested in us and have provided for us. And so I just want to give you a little space now to lift your heart to the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a person. Perhaps someone who has invested in us or in those whom we love. We thank you, Lord, for a place, especially as we long for the new Jerusalem. Lord, we thank you for a place where your light draws the nations. We thank you, Lord, for a thing, perhaps a resource that helps us to love you more. And we thank you, Lord, for your character, that you don't give up on us, that you have rescued us by interposing your precious blood. Lord, help us to praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.